Good afternoon. This is Akashwani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The budget headlines. Budget 2026-27 focuses on capacity building and reforms. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman calls it Yuva Shakti driven budget. Finance Minister presenting her ninth budget in a row proposes to launch the Mahatma Gandhi Gram Swaraj initiative to strengthen khadi, handloom and handicrafts for textile sector. The budget proposes integrated programs with National Fibre Scheme and National Handloom and Handicraft Program to set up mega textile parks. Finance Minister introduces a dedicated 10,000 crore rupee SME Growth Fund to create future champion SMEs, incentivizing enterprises based on select criteria. Government to increase outlay of electronics components manufacturing scheme to 40,000 crore rupees. Three dedicated chemical parks to be established to promote mining, processing, research and manufacturing. Seven high-speed rail corridors to be developed. Centre decides to set up high-level committee on banking for Viksit Bharat to review the banking sector. Government to set up high-powered education to employment and enterprise standing committee to focus on the services sector as the core driver of Viksit Bharat. Basic customs duty exempted on 17 drugs and medicines for cancer patients. Three new All India Institutes of Ayurveda to be established to prepare more skilled health personnel. Government to launch a Khelo India mission to transform the sports sector. Centre to set up NIMHANS 2 and also upgrade National Mental Health Institutes in Ranchi and Tezpur as regional apex institutions. No change in income tax. Budget proposes to extend time to file revised return or belated return up to 31st of March following the tax year. Government announces removal of interest deduction against dividend and mutual funds income. And STT on futures increased from 0.02% to 0.05%. And now the news in detail. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today presented the Union Budget for the year 2026-27 in the Lok Sabha. This was the ninth consecutive budget presented by the Finance Minister. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is now speaking about Union Budget 2026-27. We now take you live to listen to the Prime Minister's address.
इंडस्ट्रीज यानी सनराइज सेक्टर्स को जिस मजबूती के साथ समर्थन दिया गया है वह अभूतपूर्व है। बायो फार्मा शक्ति मिशन, सेमीकंडक्टर मिशन 2.0, इलेक्ट्रॉनिक कंपोनेंट मैन्युफैक्चरिंग स्कीम, रेयर अर्थ कॉरिडोर का निर्माण, क्रिटिकल मिनरल्स पर बल, टेक्सटाइल सेक्टर में नई स्कीम, हाईटेक टूल मैन्युफैक्चरिंग को बढ़ावा, चैंपियन एमएसएमई तैयार करना, ये फ्यूचरिस्टिक है, देश की वर्तमान और भविष्य की आवश्यकताओं का ध्यान रखती है। एमएसएमईस को हमारे लघु और कुटीर उद्योगों को जो समर्थन इस बजट में मिला है वह उन्हें लोकल से ग्लोबल बनने की नई ताकत देगा। साथियों, बजट में इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर को मजबूत करने के लिए कई बड़े कदम उठाए गए हैं। डेडिकेटेड फ्रेट कॉरिडोर, देश भर में वॉटरवेज का विस्तार, हाई स्पीड रेल कॉरिडोर, टीयर टू और टीयर थ्री शहरों के विकास पर विशेष ध्यान और शहरों को मजबूत आर्थिक आधार देने के लिए म्युनिसिपल बॉन्ड्स को बढ़ावा, ये सारे कदम विकसित भारत की यात्रा की गति को और तेज करेंगे। साथियों, किसी भी देश की सबसे बड़ी पूंजी उसके नागरिक होते हैं। बीते वर्षों में हमारी सरकार ने देश के नागरिकों के सामर्थ्य को बढ़ाने पर अभूतपूर्व निवेश किया है.
Presenting her ninth consecutive budget in the Lok Sabha, the finance minister termed the budget Yuva Shakti driven. Ms. Sitharaman highlighted substantial strides in poverty reduction and improvement in the lives of country's people. She said this year's budget is inspired by three kartavya of accelerating economic growth, to build capacity of the people, and to provide resources, amenities and opportunities to every family, community, region and sector. The minister announced that Biopharma Shakti, with any outlay of 10,000 crore rupees, will be launched to develop India as a global biopharma manufacturing hub in the next 5 years.
To develop India as a global biopharma manufacturing hub. I propose the Biopharma Shakti with an outlay of 10,000 crores over the next 5 years.
For the labour-intensive textile sector, the finance minister announced to launch the Mahatma Gandhi Gram Swaraj initiative to strengthen khadi, handloom and handicrafts.
I propose to launch the Mahatma Gandhi Gram Swaraj initiative to strengthen khadi, handloom and handicrafts. This will help in global market linkage and branding. It will streamline and support training, skilling, quality of process and production. This will benefit our weavers, village industries, one district, one product, ODOP initiative, and also our rural youth.
Amid thumping of the desk by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and members of the Parliament, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said the government will develop 7 high-speed rail corridors between cities as growth connectors.
In order to promote environmentally sustainable passenger systems, we will develop 7 high-speed rail corridors between cities as growth connectors, namely Mumbai to Pune, Pune to Hyderabad, Hyderabad to Bengaluru, Hyderabad to Chennai, Chennai to Bengaluru, Delhi to Varanasi, Varanasi to Siliguri.
Highlighting the robustness of the country's financial sector, the finance minister said the government has decided to set up a high-level committee on banking for Viksit Bharat to comprehensively review the banking sector and to safeguarding financial stability, inclusion and consumer protection. On the importance of artificial intelligence in governance, the finance minister said adoption of technology is for the benefit of people, including farmers, women, youth and Divyangjan, to access newer opportunities.
21st century is technology driven. Adoption of technology is for the benefit of all people. The government has taken several steps to support new technologies through AI mission, National Quantum Mission, Anusandhan, National Research Fund, and Research and Development and Innovation Fund.
On the growth of the sports sector and nurturing sporting talent in the country, the minister said the government will launch a Khelo India mission to transform the sports sector over the next decade.
I propose to launch a Khelo India mission to transform the sports sector over the next decade. The mission will facilitate an integrated talent development pathway supported by training centers. B. Systematic development of coaches and support staff. C. Integration of sports science and technology. D. Competitions and leagues to promote sports culture and provide platforms. And E. Development of sports infrastructure for training and competition.
The finance minister highlighted the government's vision for increasing farmers' income, empowering Divyangjans and the vulnerable to access mental health and trauma care, and focus on the Purvodaya states and the northeast region to accelerate development and employment opportunities.
Increasing farmer incomes through productivity enhancement and entrepreneurship, with special attention to small and marginal farmers. B. Empowering Divyangjan through access to livelihood opportunities, training and high quality assistive devices. C. Empowering the vulnerable to access mental health and trauma care. D. Focus on the Purvodaya states and the northeast region to accelerate development and employment opportunities.
Finance Minister has announced to launch a scheme for development of Buddhist circuits in Arunachal Pradesh, Sikkim, Assam, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura.
The northeastern region is a civilizational confluence of Theravada and Mahayana or Vajrayana traditions. I propose to launch a scheme for development of Buddhist circuits in Arunachal Pradesh, Sikkim, Assam, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura. The scheme will cover preservation of temples and monasteries, pilgrimage interpretation centers, connectivity and pilgrim amenities.
The finance minister said fiscal deficit in financial year 2026-27 is estimated to be 4.3% of the GDP compared to 4.4% in current fiscal. She said the government has extended the timeline for filing of tax returns. Individuals with ITR 1 and ITR 2 returns will continue to file return till the 31st of July, and non-audit business cases or trusts are proposed to be allowed time till 31st of August. Finance minister said the Income Tax Act 2025 will come into effect from 1st of April 2026. She said this simplified income tax rules and forms will be notified shortly, giving adequate time to taxpayers to acquaint themselves with its requirements.
In July 2024, I announced a comprehensive review of the Income Tax Act 1961. This was completed in a record time, and the Income Tax Act 2025 will come into effect from 1st April 2026. The simplified income tax rules and forms will be notified shortly, giving adequate time to taxpayers to acquaint themselves with its requirements.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on X handle at EIR News Alerts. And for details on... Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has thanked Prime Minister Modi and Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman for creating a strong foundation of growth for Viksit Bharat through the Union Budget. Talking to reporters outside Parliament, Mr. Vaishnaw said that the budget has laid emphasis on manufacturing, including electronics and semiconductor manufacturing. He said for railways, there is a provision of setting up new high-speed corridors.
I would like to thank the Honorable Prime Minister and the Honorable Finance Minister for the work done in today's budget to ensure all-round development of the country and build strong foundation for a Viksit Bharat. In today's budget, a major focus has been placed on manufacturing, whether it's electronics manufacturing, semiconductor manufacturing, and a significant simplification for IT services through the introduction of safe harbor and fast-track APA advanced pricing agreement provisions.
PhD Chamber of Commerce and Industry has welcomed the Union Budget 2026, stating it will increase competitiveness among the small and medium enterprises or MSMEs. He said the fund will increase the competitiveness among the MSMEs.
The basic aim of this growth fund is definitely to enhance the competitiveness of our MSMEs, also to see that how they can integrate the technology in their manufacturing system so that there can be efficiency in their manufacturing processes. At the same time, when we are doing many FTAs where our MSMEs will have to compete in the global market, and how they can adopt the sustainable practices, the green transition, how we can build up the MSME champions. I think this fund is very strong step that government has taken. Fundamentally, it will enhance the competitiveness of our MSMEs. They'll become more efficient and they'll become globally competitive.
Confederation of Indian Industry, CII, has hailed the Union Budget 2026, terming it positive. Talking to media, CII President Rajiv Mimani said the Union Budget 2026-27 fulfills the demands of the industries, including those of the MSMEs. He also lauded the special focus on the services sector. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Budget 2026-27 focuses on capacity building and reforms. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman calls it Yuva Shakti-driven budget. Finance Minister presenting her ninth budget in a row proposes to launch the Mahatma Gandhi Gram Swaraj initiative to strengthen khadi, handloom and handicrafts. Finance Minister introduces a dedicated 10,000 crore rupee SME growth fund to create future champions MSMEs, incentivizing enterprises based on select criteria. Three dedicated chemical parks to be established to promote mining, processing, research and manufacturing. Seven high-speed rail corridors to be developed. Basic customs duty exempted on 17 drugs and medicines for cancer patients. And with that, we end the midday news.